Do you have a church that you ever drive by and you're inspired by some of the writings that they have on the marquee? For example, a fellow who says it cannot be done is likely to be interrupted by someone doing it. Are you inspired by that?
Absolutely.
You better. I'm not sensing excitement in your voice. Come on, that's a very inspiring quote.
It is.
And it's true.
It's very inspiring.
It's true. Tell me you haven't been surrounded by people saying, you can't do it. You can't do it. Like, for example, you in your career, you are a sports interviewer. Has anybody ever come up to you and said, Brittany, you know, I don't know about this interviewing athletes thing. I don't think you can do that. I don't think you could do that. I don't think so.
I have. I definitely have. I was actually a criminal justice major for 2 years, and I decided to switch over to sports journalism and broadcast. And, you know, a lot of people were kind of skeptical about it, and they were like, you know what, it's a hard field. I don't know if you can really get into that and be successful. And, you know, I took it hard, but it's only motivated me to work harder. And now I'm getting all these interviews with big athletes. So, you know, it pushes me to work hard.
So you interrupted the people who said it couldn't be done by doing it.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, there's a lot of truth to those inspirational quotes that you see on the church marquees. Well, there's one church in particular that always seems to have the best ones, in my opinion. That is Columbia Road Baptist Church in North Olmsted. Every time I'm driving down Columbia Road on my way to 480, I see some of the best ones. The latest one that I saw, it said, "Honk if you love Jesus, text and you might meet him." Took me about a half a second, then I realized, maybe I should put this phone down. You know what I mean? Very inspirational. And I've often wondered, who is the guy or who are the people who are in charge of putting those inspirational messages up on the signs? Well, I called Columbia Road Baptist Church, and I got the guy. His name is Rick Haney. He is the junior church director for Columbia Road Baptist Church. Rick, good morning. Welcome to Less in the Morning. I'm sorry. Welcome to the morning show. It used to be Less in the Morning. I'm so used to saying that. It's the morning show. My apologies.
Good morning, Les. How are you doing today?
Good. What is the criteria that you use to select the quote? You are the guy who selects the quotes, correct?
That's correct.
So how do you go about doing this?
Well, actually, I can honestly say my inspiration is definitely just from the Lord. I mean, anything that I put out there on that sign, I want to make sure that it is Christ-honoring, Christ-pleasing, centered on what would make him happy. So anytime I look at that sign or anything that I want to put onto it, I want to make sure that obviously it's going to represent the Lord in a very good way and our church.
Now, do you also look at it like, I would like to put something on that really inspires people?
Well, to tell you the truth, that's what it's all about. It's about inspiration. It's about thought-provoking thoughts. Again, Christ-centered, Christ-honored. But what I put on, I want to give somebody something to think about. Kind of like a reality check, in a sense.
Like, for example, one of the ones you recently had, count your blessings, not your problems.
Well, there again, you know, we have a tendency in our society to look at our problems and it's a woe is me. I got all these situations, got all these things happening to me. Yet we have so many blessings that God has given us that we seem to take for granted. And, you know, there's a whole lot more blessings out there than what people think there are. You just got to stop and look at them and just not key on the bad things.
What are some of the more memorable ones of late and or since you've been doing this that kind of jump out at you?
Well, I'll tell you, I've looked, last couple of years, I actually record the ones that I put on the sign. So I don't want to be repetitive or anything. And even looking through these, I had so many that just kind of that touched me, you know. One in particular. And most of what I put on there, it might not only inspire people to drive by, it inspires me also. One in particular that I think of is that God is good all the time. You know, I thought that was an original at one time. I was going through some issues last year. My wife had gone through some cancer issues. And I tell you, through that whole process, I just saw how God worked everything out. And how he took care of each and every situation, regardless of how good or how bad. God's there, and God's good all the time. So I would think that's probably one of my my favorites. But then you got the other ones that are, whether, you know, they might be humorous. I just try to throw a little bit of a variety in there. You know what I'm saying?
Do people, by the way, we're talking to Rick Haney this morning. He's with Columbia Road Baptist Church. We are talking about, you know, the inspirational signs that you see as you drive by. Rick is the guy in charge of doing it there. Is this generally new? Growing up, I don't remember seeing these. I remember seeing, hey, you know, come to Mass. It's at this time. It's at, you know, the sermon's going to be this. But these inspirational messages, I just kind of in the last maybe 10, 15 years, I really recall seeing these.
Well, I think it has, you know... Now that I'm doing the sign, I see obviously more and more because I pay more attention to it. You're right. There was a time when they would use the signs primarily just for information on the church. This is what time our service is. And now I think it's more of an outreach. It becomes an outreach. I think people in today's world, if you look around, it seems like you hear a lot of bad things. I think that people are looking for some inspiration and looking for some good news, so to speak, on our signs, or possibly some humor, or possibly some a reality check. You know, I think at one time I put on there, a Dairy Queen isn't the only place with awesome Sundays. I found that.
I remember that one.
I thought that is so great. You know, I mean, that's true. You know, so we live in a world today that I really believe there's people looking for good, and they're looking for inspiration instead of looking around and hearing about all the bad things and the dark things that are happening around us. And with that said and done, I think that it's a good outreach that the churches can have. You know, I know that personally we use it for that reason. We use it as an outreach to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We use it as an outreach to the community. You know, we mentioned some originality. I don't have a lot of originality. I get a lot of these from the internet or from friends. But the originality comes with when I have to make one up for our own church to describe what's going on. For example, you know, our church has a crisis relief program. I might use that sign to say we're taking donations when we had that Oklahoma flooding, when they had the Oklahoma tornadoes. We used that sign, and we used our church as a donation drop-off, and we actually took a truckload of things to Oklahoma, and that sign was a good source of telling the people, drop the stuff off here, and we're going to help the people of Oklahoma in their time of trouble. So I think people, they just using the signs mostly for that reason.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you don't want to come up with a quote-unquote clever inspirational thing when you talk about something that serious. You just want to say, hey, we're taking donations, be it straight. Now, did you ever on your own come up with one on your own along the lines of these inspirational thoughts?
Well, you know, the only thing I can, you know, as I was looking through my notes here, you know, again, I'm not this great inspirational original kind of guy. I mean, that God is good all the time. I thought it was an original. I hadn't seen it before, and I threw that out there. And then after that, all of a sudden, I'd seen it all around. You know, I don't know if I started that at the particular time again or whatever, but, you know, I think of that one. And again, the other original ones would be the ones that would pertain to church, whether it be a community date night at our church, Vacation Bible School in North Olmsted, homecoming, or whatever it may be. So, but that God is good all the time. You know, that's one that that I like to use, and I use it a lot in my life, and even in my just talking with people. You know, and it seems to be pretty inspirational. It reminds people that He's there. You know.
Well, it's working, because here you are, and, you know, I think about them, and there were a couple times where I've called, you know, called my daughter or my wife and say, hey, here's the one that I read this particular time. So you're definitely making an impact, and I appreciate you coming on this morning.
Well, Les, I appreciate that. I appreciate the opportunity to do so. And let me tell you, you're being a blessing to me just telling me that they're inspirational to you. That means that we're doing our job, and, you know, that's a wonderful thing.
All right. Thank you so much, Rick. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Les. Take care. God bless.